Tmura Perek Gimel Mishneh Beis. We're continuing our discussion of the fact that every korban which is meimer, the tmura is chalamit the kedusha of that korban, and the meimer resultant it has the dinim of that korban with it. Vlad toida utmurasa. Vlad toida. A toida could also be in the keva, so there could be a vlad of a toida utmurasa. That means a Vlad Toida, like we said, if the mother is a Toida and then it gives birth, so then the Vlad has Kedushas Korban Toida. Again, this is Tolui in the Makalaikis that we had in Mishnah Aleph, whether you're Makriv Befoil, a Vlad of a Korban, whether they were Goizu, they were only Goizu on a Vlad Vlada. But a Vlad Toida, Lididan, that we hold that a Vlad of a Korban could be Nikrav, so a Vlad Toida will have Kedushas Korban to be brought. Utmurasa, the tmura of a korban toida as well, can be hukar v'agabi ha-mizbeach. Vlodon uvlad vlodon at soifa oilom hare elu ketoida. Now this is a problem, because we learned in the last Mishnah that the machloikis tanoim is only about a vlad shlomim, whether you're makriv. But lesman the polik that vlad vlodis are not hukrav. So what you have to say over here, the Mefarshim speak this out by Richus over here, is that the Mishnah before, they made a gzera on Vlad Shlomim. Shlomim was the standard korban that was brought. Even the Moshe, the Kabbonis that people would bring for Yom Tiv to fill up Achilas Bosses amidst of eating Shalmei Simcha, it's also Shlomim. But Toida is a very need-specific. If a person went through a threatening situation, it was a korban Toida with lack of different type of korban, more unusual. So therefore, they weren't goyzer on Vlad Vlad. They're not afraid that people are going to be megadol adorim of Karbonis, of Toida. So therefore, from the Stamias of the Mishnah, it would seem clear that Vlad Vladon, if you're not goyzer on Vladon, then they weren't goyzer on Vlad Vladon either. And therefore, Vlad Vladon atzayfa oilom, hare elu kitoido, it's brought as a Toida, ubulvad, she'enon tu'unen lechem. This is a chiddush. The korban itself has all the resultant dinim. The marshal, the toid is nechal yom v'layla, not like a shlomo which is shnei yom v'layla echod. There's tumpas chaz v'shaik, etc., etc. Has all the dinim of shlomo except for that. All that will be true legabe vlad toidu utmurasa. But the lechem, when the Torah says over there in Pashas Tzav, v'hikri v'al zevach hatoidu chalois matzois, when the Torah says hatoidu, the Rav brings that Chazal understood that means hatoida, only the toida, and not those animals which are hukdash b'ketushas toida memelo. Now let's see a different din. Tmuras oilo uvlad tmura. You have to pause here for a second and explain this. There's no such thing as a vlad oilo because there's no such thing as an oilo of a nekeva. However, one could be meimer a nekeva from a zocher. Sort of goes into the rabbi toiv of the pasuk by Tmura, and then it'll be chal on it kedusha soil. Of course, the Tmura will never be hukrav because it's in a keva, but it can have a vlad. That vlad will have kedushas Tmura, it will have kedushas oilo because the mother of that vlad was a Tmura soilo. Vlodon uvlad vlodon at soifa oilom, they could be hukdish. Kedushas haguf oilo, even though they come from an akeva, chiddush. L'chor akeva doesn't have regular kedushas oilo. It could have kedushas oilo legabe its vlad, that the vlad could have kedushas carbon to be brought as an oilo. Hareu ka'oilo, it has the result in dinim tu'unin hefshit v'nituach v'kol lo ishim. Oilo was cut into pieces and it was put on the mizbeach. And it was called Lishim, was completely consumed by the fire. This is the Lashon of Chazal that goes back to Perek Ezu Mekoyman and Zvochim, that a oilo is hefshit, you take off the skin, nituach, it's cut up into pieces, v'kol, it's completely burnt, lo ishim, that's the din of a carbon oilo. Mishneh Gimel, hamafrish nekeva lo oilo, v'yolda zocha. We just got finished learning a chiddush in Mishneh Beis, that one could have a nekeva with kedushas oilo, insofar that it became Kodesh B'Kedushas Haguf with the process of Tmura. There is no such thing as a Vlad Oilo. And if somebody was Magdish or Nekeva for an Oilo, it's not Hukdash Kedushas Haguf because there's no such thing as an Oilo being a Nekeva. It will be Chalon at Kedushas Korban in a different Oifen. But the Mishnah before, we had an Oifen where it will be Chal, where it's a Tmura of a Nekeva onto a Zochas, so it could have a Vlad. Over here we have where he tried to make an akeva la'oilo. A mafish an akeva la'oilo. So it's chal on it some type of kedusha. What exactly is the nature of the kedusha? So what's called, he's being magdashit l'dmei oilo. That means if somebody takes an akeva and he's magdashit la'oilo, he means to make it a carbon. What's chal on it is that it's not stam bedek habayis. The kedusha of the animal is that it's nitvas bedomov to be brought. What you'll do is you'll be yirachi stoev. That shouldn't have kedusha's carbon, and then it'll be used to bring money, to raise money to be put on the mizbeach as oilus. So if somebody's mafresh in the cave oil, it has this kedusha legabi dmei oilo. But what happens if Yol the Zohar, he gave birth to a Zohar, the Zohar L'chayru, should be Ro'ui, even though it wasn't made into an Oilah, but it comes from an animal that had some form of Kedusha's Oilah. So we don't say it. We don't have before what we had, that it would have Kedusha's carbon, it could be brought. The Halach is Yirachi Stoev, which means that you graze it until it becomes a Balmum. V'yimocher, v'yovi b'dom avayla, the same thing as the mother. Reb Lozer Oimer, who atzma yikav oilo, which is the way we would have thought. Aviv vayd, you don't have to have kedushas oilo only when you deliberately are magdish a zocha for an oilo. But even if it's a vlad of an oilo that happened to have become an oilo from an akeva, you should be able to be makavid. The shalas faket, what's the tanakama? The answer is pretty straightforward. In the Mishnah before, the tchilas hegdish was in place. It was a proper carbon toida. Or it was a proper carbon oilo. It was a zocher dika oilo. The oilo had tmura on a nekeva, and the nekeva gave birth. But the tchilas hegdish was not on the tmura, was on the original behemoth that had proper kedushas carbon. So the ba koichoi can also have kedushas carbon, could be hokrav. Over here, the kedusha that was chal lechatchil was faulty. It was never chal a regular kedushas carbon. It was chal only insofar as Dmei oilo is concerned. So therefore, Reb Lozer holds that Uatzma Yikav oilo, but the Tanakam doesn't agree. Over here, since the Kedusha was Chal in a faulty way, it does not have proper Kedusha's Korbanos. Hamafrish Nekeva La'oshom Tira Atshe Testoev. This is L'chayv the same thing, because an Oshom like a oilo has a din that could only be brought Min HaZoch and not Min HaNekeva. So let's say he's mechuyev a carbon oshom, and he says harei zula ashmi on a nekevo. If he's not chayev an oshom, says dvarim b'teilim oilo, a person could always be magdish at will. An oshom only if he's chayev. So he did an averu, which is mechayev a carbon oshom, but he made it on a nekevo. So it's chal kedushas dmei oshom. Tirat shetestoy v'timocha v'yovi b'domeo oshom, like we said. Im korav ashomoy. Now, it doesn't mean over here that you're makriv the nekeva. You can't be makriv the nekeva for an oshom. What it means is that he messed up. He was mafrish in the nekeva, so we'll have to deal with that nekeva. But deval, he took another carbon, and he brought his oshom. He really doesn't have an averu. So now there's no place to put this oshom, this nekeva that has kedushas oshom. Yiplu domeo l'nidova. So then it's called moiser oshom. These are mishnayis in Mesechus Shkolim, Perek Vov. This is what's called Medroshe Shel Yoyod HaKohen Gadol. He dashed in the Pasuk that Dmei Moiser Oshom could be Oilah. That means there's a certain transfer of Kedushas Oshom to Oilah, which is not understandable. What does Oshom have to do with Oilah? But as I dashed in the air, that money that's left over or Kabbonis that are left over from Oshom can be transferred its Kedusha onto Oilah. That's that Kosov. Im korav Hashem yiplu damel l'nedova. L'nedova over here means nedovas oila that was put on the mizbech. B'mokim kaitz mizbech, where there was a lack of carbonus, they would put on nedovos. Reb Shimon oimit timoche b'loy mum. Reb Shimon argues on the whole concept. If you take in a cave and you magdish it for an osham, certainly it's not a regular carbon. That the Tanakama is maskim also. But the Tanakama had some type of interesting. It's Kodesh Kedushas HaGuf that you'd make it into a Balmum and you would use the money for another carbon. It has some type of Kedushas HaGuf. Reb Shimon says the whole thing doesn't start. Timocha B'Laimum, because all it is Bedek HaBayis. An Akeva and an Oshem don't go together. The only words you could pull out of his, Harei Zeh LaHashomi, is only the fact that it's Kodesh. So that's Kedushas Bedek HaBayis. So you could sell it without a Mum. That Pasha doesn't have Kedushas carbon. Tmuras Oshom, going right in this din. Vlad Tmuroso is if they made a Tmura, you may mirror Kedushas Oshom onto a Nekeva, that could be done. So it has Kedushas Oshom, of course it can be brought because it's a Nekeva, but it had a Vlad. And the Vlad is a Zocha. Vlad Natsoif Oilom, Yiru Adshi Istoavu. It can't be Makrivit Kitsurosoi. It has Kedushas Oshom, and it can't be Hukrav Kitsuroso. So, but it has the Kedushas Korban, therefore you have to get rid of the Kedushas Aguf by having it become a Balmum. V'yimokhi, you do a Pidyon, v'yiplu demeim l'nedova. Now, let's pause for a second. We had earlier that if you have a Vlad of a Toido, Vlad Vlodon, it can be Hukar v'agami mizbech. Why would you not say the same thing by a Vlad Tmuras Oshom? The Oshom was a Zocher, the Tmura was in a Keva, but it has a Vlad, the Vlad's a Zocher, be makom the Vlad with Kedushas Oshom. The answer to that is that the Gzeres HaKosu, or rather the Halacha Moshe Mesina that we have in the previous Berif, which is called the Heichatoy Shemesois, part of an auxiliary part of that Halacha Moshe Mesinai is Kol Shebechatos Mesois, and this will be one of the cases, but Oshom at least Shafs Apsul Aguf that you have to be Yirat Shistovu. It will not have, it's part of the Halacha Moshe Mesinai, will not have proper Kedushas Korban. It has enough Kedushas Korban that you can't stamp seller off. It's not Bedek Abayis, it has to be become a Balmum, it's Psul HaMikdash, but it can't be Hukrav. It has enough of a psul to pass all that krova, but followed by a chatos, you have to get rid of it. There's no takona. And therefore, v'yibachu v'yiplud men l'ndav. Reb Lezer oimer yomusu. Reb Lezer has a famous shita. This goes all the way back to the first parak in Zvachim, where Reb Lezer holds that the din of shaloi l'shma in chatos and oshma is synonymous. Kachatos ko oshom, the gzeres hakosov is. So he compares a bunch of dinim of chatos and oshom. And the same is true over here, legabi the halacha Moshe Mesina that says that chatois ha-meisois, over here, oshom as well ha-meisois. That's the shita of the Tanner Reb Lezer. Now Reb Lezer is Reb Lezer ben Hurkanis. We don't pass him that shita that oshom kechatos, not legabi shaloi l'shmo, and not legabi this din either. Reb Lozor, who's a later Tana, is being choylik only on the Tanakama in a prat how to apply the Medrash Yoyada. The Medrash Yoyada says that Moiser Oshom, karbonis are brought from it. Which karbonis? The Tanakama said that the karbonis that are brought on Nedova, that means Stam Nedova Shol Tzibur. Rabbi Lozer holds that they're used for Nedovas Yochid, which means that the Bala Oshom will buy an oilo and will bring it as a Nedova of an oilo. It's not brought as a carbon of the tzibur. This is the way Rashi explains it over here. Biskarov and Hilchas Pesulim Gdoshim explains Kedarkoi that they both agree with the existential principle that Moiser Oshem, the Medrash Yoyada is that it has to be used l'nedova. That's the etzem chef to the carbon is a nedor of loy choivo. Rashi on Daf Yud Gimel makes a kpeda out of that. The shaila is only, is it a nedovas rabim or a nedovas yochid? That's the machloikis. Now there's something interesting over here. L'chor, what comes in Rabbi Lozor is that he's moided to the Tanakama that a Vlad of a Tmuras Oshom, that the Vlad itself can't be brought lo'ilo, even if the Vlad is Zocher, can't be brought lo'ilo. It has to be, you'll have to wait, Yira Adshi Yistoev, V'yikne Oilo Bidomov. Right? The shal is only which Korbonis of the Nedava, like we just said. But you can't bring the Vlad itself. Why not? So what are you going to say? You're going to say the Vlad was born from a Tchilas Kedusha that couldn't be brought as an oil because it was born from a Nekeva. The problem is that this is Soysa, the way we started this Mishnah. In the beginning over here of Mishnah Gimel, Shittas Reb Lozor, the Mufarshim HaGoyris, Reb Lozor Oimer, by Mafrish Nekeva La'oila, where you can't bring Nekeva for an oil, obviously, that will have to be a Chistot. What about the Vlad? Tanakama said also, since the Tchilas Kedusha was from a Nekeva of an oil, no good, even Legabi the Vlad. Rabbi Lozor held no. Who atzma yikrav oila? It itself, even though tchilas kedushas it was from the mother, but it itself is roi lakrava because it was born as a zocher with kedushas oila. So why would we not say the same thing on the Vlad Tmuras Oshom? So Maisa, the Gemara and Tosfos, the sugya is busy with this. What comes out l'cha'ira is that ein hachanami. Als the tchilas kedusha say could be it itself could be brought as the vlad tmura sashim would be brought as an oila, except that's exerid the rabbanu b'chayi gav not to use it. But ein hachanami mitzad the dichui of it having not been roy, it was roy. It was born in a state of not needing to be used, obviously, as the ashram, because it's a tmura of an ashram as kedusha, but lamaisa it's moisa of an ashram. It should be brought as oila. It itself should be brought midrabbanan. We don't bring it. That's the shita over here. Now the Mishnah goes weiter. Ashram shemesu ba'olav, v'shekipru ba'olav. These are the bedoyme to the cases of a chet of a karmachatos. Shemesu ba'olav. There's no miskaper if the person is dead. He brought another carbon, Kipru Balov. Tanakama, we hold that an Oshram does not have the Halacha Moshe Mesinei of Heichatoy Shemesis. So the Mishnah says, Yira Hachi Yistoev, can't be used. Balmum, Yimochav Yipl Domav Linadova. It's Moiser of an Oshram. So maybe you bring it to Linadova. Which Nidova? That's the same Achloik's Tanakama, and we'll have the end of the Mishnah, Rabbi Lazar. But in the middle we have Rabbi Lezer Oymei Yomusu. Rabbi Lezer holds Chatos Ke'oshom. Rabbi Lezer Oymei Yovi Bidmei Amoylois. Again, the same thing as the Tanakama, except that it's not a Nedova of the Tzibur, it's a Nedova of the Yochid. That's the Sacha Kol of this Tzuras of the Shmaitzen.